Back in KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you. Eric Connor is the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program as the Wildcats at 15-5, 9-2 atop of the west side of the Tri-Rivers Conference right now. As several wins since we last talked. We go back to that last game since we last talked, though, for your team, Coach, with Edco, a tough loss against the Vikings. We talk about that one, 45-28 back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we, going back on film and watching the game, it was evident we got a lot of the, the shots that we typically try to get against the zone. And to be honest and quite frank with you, shots didn't fall. And we got about halfway through the game, and we could just tell our guys lost their confidence. And like I said, shots didn't fall. And, in the fourth quarter, we tried to do a little bit of different stuff. Edco handled it well, and they were able to pull away and put in a nice little double-digit victory against us. And, that led into the next night. I'm sure the next thing you're going to talk about is Springville, or the next game, I should say. Springville also plays a 2-3 zone, and that two-game stretch, we were 25 for 128 field goals. And, that's pretty atypical of our basketball team, especially here in the last 2 years. And we kind of just got away from some of the stuff that got us to the point in the year that we've been good at. We're really good at looking in the post and finishing and getting to the free throw line. And in those two games combined, I think we shot 14 free throws. So I do think it was a good reality check for us, that two-game stretch. It was rough. We were able to get back to work and practice and refocus. And like I said, it was a tough stretch, and, our guys responded really well.
Indeed. Those two losses, 45-28, 42-40, and then against Dunkerton, taking them on as beating Dunkerton 60-52 with a home contest as that game took place last Thursday. So you talk about how you took down the Raiders.
Yeah, we had another slow start coming off of those two games, and it kind of was a little bit similar. We had our first couple of shots didn't fall, and you could see the panic look in our guys' face. But we got down, I think, by 12 at one point. It might have even been 14 in the first half. And we were able, I remember talking with about a minute and a half left in the second quarter and telling our guys, we need to have our goal needs to be to get it under 10. Dylan Knepper hit a shot at the buzzer right in front of the rim to make it an 8-point lead for us. So that was huge to, achieve that first goal. And we just made a few adjustments and kind of reset at halftime. And our guys came out laser focused, and it was kind of like you could just see us get back up on our feet. So to speak, shots started falling. We started playing better defense and just looking more like ourselves. And we're able to build a nice lead in the second half. And Dunkerton, they kept responding to almost every blow that we'd make a shot. They'd come down and make a shot, and kind of kept the lead at about 8. And we pulled away a little bit, and free throws late. Kind of ended as an 8-point game, like you said. But that was a great win for us. I was just really proud of our guys for, like I said, that two-game stretch against Edco and Springville was rough. And, as a coach, you just try to – I didn't get any sleep. I felt like my heart rate was constantly at 125-plus, just thinking about, what can we do different? What can we do different? And, the more I watched on film, the more it's evident. Like, hey, the stuff that we're running is good. The looks that we're getting is good. We just got to get our confidence back. And that's what that game provided for us against Dunkerton was our ability to do that.
That's when you care and it bothers you that much, of course. And you followed it up with four wins, Central City 75-42, North Cedar 71-42, and then against Midland last night 75-25. So back to some of the things you talked about earlier in the season of just playing consistently. You've done that here for four games in a row with four W's.
Yep, and that was our focus. We got done with that Dunkerton game, and I just said, okay, we're moving on. We're putting everything else behind us, and we had an opportunity to go into Central City and end that week on a high note, and we did. And I think it all goes back to we started getting after it a little bit more in the full court and just playing full court man-to-man defense, trying to make them work hard. Our guys bought into it, and our offense got started from the defensive end, realistically, and it did. It bled into some easy layups, and again, once you get that confidence word is huge. Mm-hmm. You see the ball go through the net a few times. That happened against Central City early, and it led to us being able to build a lead and you know, come out and do what we want to do in the second half. And then these first two games of the week were great confidence builders for us. I think we've kind of found our jump shots again. Mm-hmm. Multiple guys have. So I like where we're at heading into Friday night against North Lynn. Had a really good opportunity to end our conference season on a high note.
Indeed. Senior night for the Lynx at Troy Mills. And just two more games left. That one for the end of the TRC and then end of the regular season will be on Monday night at home when Monticello comes to town, a Class 2A school. Girl-boy doubleheader starting at 6. We'll have coverage from the KMC Sports video stream. So two good competitive teams to round out your regular season with here, as you'll find out your postseason pairings come Monday afternoon.
Yep. And like I said, we control our own destiny right now. We try to carry as much positive momentum as we can into the postseason. And I'm really proud of our guys for how they've battled through here, and got back on their feet and got back to our brand of basketball and doing things the right way.
No doubt about it. All right. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time as always. We will talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Wes.
You betcha. Eric Connor, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys Basketball Program here on the show. We continue on with more. This is the KMC Sports Zone on a Wednesday night here for Mix 94.7.